For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Claire DeGeorge, the senior captain and forward out of Anchorage, Alaska. And Claire, I know you guys came into this game with so much energy and effort was there. How frustrating is it to know that you couldn't get anything past Emma Polesny except for that first goal?
Yeah, you know, we'll start off, give credit to Emma Polesny. She played a great game, kept their team in it, and then kept us from getting a goal in. Although I will say before the game we were feeling good, we had a lot of energy in the locker room, and I could tell when we went out on the ice and started the game that it was gonna be a good one for us, and we got a quick goal right off the bat, which was huge. And we just got to find a way to get more pucks in the net and get more than one goal.
You guys are doing everything right here today. You outshot St. Cloud State 34-17. Great first period, gave up those two goals in the second period, but nonetheless, you had some great looks. What do you guys need to do to bring that same energy here tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, coach tells us to have a short memory all the time. Short-term memories on this one. I mean, we can learn a lot from the fact that Polesny did a great job down low, and we got to get the puck into the upper third. I know, probably look back, half our shots were on the ice or low, and she was letting those rebounds out. So if we just get them up top shelf, we can get more pucks in the net. Bring that energy that we had the whole game today and keep it going, and you know, it'll just be on us to not let this one get to our heads.
Well, the one thing I noticed about your team today is the speed. You guys love playing on Olympic size ice, especially you. You just have more space to move. What is it like playing out there on Olympic size ice?
Yeah, no, we love the big ice. I would like to say that our Beavers are we're fast, and we practice fast, and we bring that into a game, and so having the big ice definitely helps with that. I mean, getting the puck across the ice is one thing, because obviously the puck moves faster, but our speed definitely helps us on this big ice, and if we just harness that again tomorrow, I think we can get some good chances off the rush.
You were connecting so well with your two line mates. You, Reese, and Paige had a total of 17 shots on net here today. Wow, you guys have great chemistry. Talk about that chemistry you guys have.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, during this week, we were having good passes, putting the puck in the net, and I mean, one of our biggest goals every shift was to go out and get at least one shot on net. I mean, our goal was two shots, but I mean, getting 50% of that is pretty good in a sense. So we had that mindset going into the game, and obviously with 17 shots on net, we hopefully got that goal, and we can just build off of that and put the puck in the net.
I had a chance to visit with Taylor Nelson, one of your members of your freshman class, during that second intermission. She had three shots on net here today. I mean, I'm so impressed with that freshman line with Callie Forsberg and Gabby Smith. Gabby just gets right up there. She's fearless. Talk about the freshmen and how they've already contributed so far this season.
Yeah, no, the freshmen have been doing great. They bring a lot of energy to the team. And like you said, today they came up huge. We had a couple of our older players are out. And you know, before the game, coach is like, this is an opportunity for our younger players to show themselves. And I think they came out and did an amazing job. Showed us what they could do, kept us in the game, and you know, it's fun to see the younger players coming up and growing. I know even the freshmen from last year, they've made huge strides and have been great players this year as sophomores.
You guys give up those two penalties there late in the hockey game, but nonetheless, your penalty kill looks stellar today. What did you guys adjust? I mean, obviously the penalty kill hadn't been great leading into this series, but you guys looked really good today. What kind of changes did you make from this past week in practice?
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, penalty kill is something we've worked on a lot this week. We made an emphasis on trying to get the pucks out when we have the opportunity to. You know, when we're 10 feet away from the blue line, that puck's gotta get all the way down the ice, and we can't miss on those. And then, like you said, at the end of the game, two penalties. It was more of a, all right, well, we're down 2-1. We've got to try and get some chances here, which I thought we did a great job of that. But again, we tried to keep them to the outside on this big ice. We can't get too far out there and out of our positioning. And, you know, we did a good job of having each other's backs and communicating and making sure they couldn't really get any pucks through the middle.
Claire, what's it going to take to get a win and finally snap that six-game losing streak?
Tenacity, intensity, and grit.
Absolutely. Quick fun question for you. With everything going on, the COVID restrictions and such, Coach let you guys go back home for Christmas. Were you able to get back home for Christmas?
I actually was. I was very grateful for that. I mean, I'm very passionate about Alaska, so being able to get home and get outside and ski, we were fortunate enough to have a ton of snow, more snow than I've seen since I was a kid there. And, you know, it just brings back great memories, and I was able to spend Christmas with my dad and my little puppy, so I'd be very grateful for that.
Puppy, did you guys get a new dog?
Yeah, we got a little puppy, Sherby. Her name was Sherbert.
Sherbert?
Yeah, and then we were like, okay, we'll call her Sherby, and she's... My family and my friends have come up with many nicknames.
I love it. What kind of dog is she?
She's a poodle pointer, so a little hunting dog.
Oh, cute. Cute. Okay, so if you were telling anybody that's listening to our broadcast why they should visit Alaska, give your spiel.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. I mean, for starters, we have, in my opinion, the best hiking. One of the best hiking in the world. It's a place that it's kind of hard to get to, so... In that sense, it's kind of cool just to say you've been there. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Personally, I think we have the best pizza and the best ice cream in the world, but, I mean, that might just be a biased opinion.
I love it. Pizza and ice cream. I'm in. Okay? I got to go to Alaska someday. Claire, thanks again for your time. Great effort here today. Go get that win in game 2.
Thank you, Kelly.